You can see it throughout. And even the sense that America has had that we have a mission to the world. Where did that come from? That came from this. It got secularized, but it's from here. A light to the world in some way. You see it. You see this long after the Puritans in the words of George Washington, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln. You even see it in America, the words of America presidents in the 20th century. John Kennedy spoke of America as a city on a hill. Ronald Reagan spoke of it again and again. It was America's spiritual foundation that led it to become a refuge for much of the world. Most of us are here because our forefathers and mothers were fleeing something or looking for something. It became the foremost champion of freedom around the world. The words and vision of John Winthrop were prophetic. He said, in effect, from the Bible, if America would follow the ways of God, then the blessings of God that came on Israel would come upon America. What blessings? Peace, prosperity, security, power. So America would become the most blessed, most prosperous, most powerful nation the world had ever seen. It was all there in the words of John Winthrop prophetically in Massachusetts Bay. Now, people quote from John Winthrop the vision of the city on the hill, but they rarely quote what else he said right after that. He said this. It was a prophetic warning. Also based on Moses' words in Deuteronomy 28. He said, but, if we turn away from God, if we deal falsely with him, if we go after other gods, the gods of our prophets, like money, our pleasures, then in effect, he said, the judgments that came on ancient Israel would come upon America.